We are learning Masechta Sivamis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We are starting the top line of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday Machlokes, Rosh Lakish Rav Yechanan. What's the halacha if you someone's chelis to Yivama? It means Reuven dies without children, his wife falls to Shimon, Shimon does chalitza. What's the halacha? What's the halacha in a case where Shimon remarries or does kedushin to this chalutza? So the shaila is it is a karis or is a lav? So that was clear that to the chalitz himself, it's only is a lav, that lav of lo yivne. The shaila is the rest of the brothers and also the tzara. What's the status? Is that it's a karis of eishes ach or it's also is a lav? Rav Yechanan said that the brothers make basically mishaleach the Shimon to make chalitza. So it's like they made chalitza. So it's all layivna and all the brothers. And same thing the tzara also is also layivna. According to Rosh Lakish, only on between the chalitz and the brother who did chalitza, who got chalitza done to him actually, whatever, they did chalitza together, the brother and that woman is their lav, everyone else is a chorus of Eishazach. That's a chalitza. I mean, he had a kasha from a braisa. The braisa said, the Rosh Lakish said like this, ha-chalitza yivimtoi, because of a kitcho mace, means Shimon did chalitza, and then he did kedushin to her, and then he died. So shaila is that the brothers need chalitza. So it says three chalitza and achim. So that sounds like the brothers are not an erva because need chalitza for them. Be erva the potter. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Then the sefer says that if one of the brothers when mekadesh her ain lo of klum, it's not chal. That sounds like it's a chorus, not chal. So the stira of one half of the brisa to the other half of the brisa. So now the Gemara says on top of the Amud here, we're going to answer the stira in these brises. In middle, the stira of the brisa itself. Rav Ashi sava lo k'Rav Shlokish and Mataritz lo k'Rav Shimon. Rav Ashi holds like Rav Shlokish and he answers according to Rav Shimon of Eishes Ach Shloya Lamay. Ravina sava lo k'Rav Yechanan and Mataritz lo k'Rav Banan. Ravina holds like Rav Yechanan and he answers the brisa like Shittas Rabbanan holds the Issa of Eishes Ach Shloya Lamay. And the Gemara explains, Rav Ashi sava lo k'Rav Shlokish and Mataritz lo Rav Shimon, Rav Ashi holds like Rav Shlokish. And he answers like Rav Shimon. So it means like this, that according to Rav Ashi, the Sefer is good. Why? According to Rav Shlokish, the Sefer is good. The Sefer says, Omad Echad Ra'achim Mekitchel in a love klum. Why? Because it's a chorus. So the rest, the second half of the Brisa is good. The Reish of the Brisa says that there is Chalitz Ra'achim. What's the case? Mataritz like Rav Shimon, Achalitz Yivim Duchaz Mekitchel, Tzri Chalitz Ra'achim, Man Achim, Achim Hayeludim, Keman Kerav Shimon. Who's alike? That's like Rav Shimon. That's the Neiladim. Yeludim mean someone who was Neilad after the Kedushin of Shimon. That means Shimon did the Chalitza, and then afterwards Levi was born. So since Levi was born afterwards, when Levi was born, Shimon was already married to her. And Shimon was married to this woman through a kedusha. The Echanami maybe was a chi of lav, but it was chal de kedusha. So even there's no only issacharis only happens if b'shas when Reuven died. If Levi was alive, if when Reuven dies, Levi is alive. It becomes the eishes ach on Levi, and then it's the issa. But if when Levi is born, Shimon's married already. According to Rav Shimon, it's not called eishes ach shlohei be'olamai. And even though Reuven was once married to her, it's not considered eishes ach of Reuven. Once Shimon gets married and then someone's born, it's considered married to Shimon. So therefore, it's no issacharis on for that brother. So when it says that the achim, the halacha is that the achim are that the achim have two chalitza, it's talking about achim that are born afterwards, and that's like Rav Shimon. And then the sefer says, "Amar echem ne'eladim v'kitcha." But if it's one of the ne'eladim who were born already in Kaddish, they love klum because that's a chi of karis k'man k'rash lakish. So that's what Rav Ashi explains the brayza according to Shitas Rav Shlokish. You have to have Shitas Rav Shimon. Everything is good. Ravina saw the Rav Yechanan and Taras laliv the Rabbanon. Ravina holds the Rav Yechanan and he answers laliv the Rabbanon. How does it go? Like this: Hachaylitz liyivimtoy v'chaza v'kitcha tzricha chalitza min achim man achim. Achim had a lot of them. K'man k'Rav Yechanan. The race is good. Why? Because the race is talking about a case where he did chalitza, and then Shimon was Mekadesh. So the other brothers also have an issa lav, because when Shimon does chalitza, it's like the other brothers did chalitza also. And it's all a lav of la yivna. And therefore, if Shimon dies, you have to do chalitza. But But if someone is born after, or after Shimon does chalitza, and then someone's born, here it's even worse. You know why? Because the Maisa, it's Reuven's wife, and Reuven's wife was never mutter to Levi. He never could have, it never would have been done chalitza. It would have always been ptur erva on him, because the eishes ach shlohei lebe lamai. So it's always a chiyuv karas to the one who was born afterwards. So the sefer that says ein alav klum is going in a case where someone was born later. If he's born later, he's an eishes ach shlohei lebe lamai. There's not a shliach. There, the one who did chalitza has shliach because he's not mechuyev in yibum. He's an eishes ach shlohei lebe lamai. So come on, karabanim. So like this, we have a chagis yerker shlokas. So I had to explain the Mishnah, and Lamaisa, it's explained with the chagis of Shimon and the Rabbanon. So that's what it stands at Brisa. Another Gemara now, which will have a shaykes to shlokas and yerkerim. Itma, haba yavama. Someone is ba'al yavama, uva echad min ha'achim al tzarasa. The loch is that, of course, when Reuven dies with two wives, no erev is involved, only one of them could do yibum. And once one of them does yibum, you pater the other tzara from yibum osan chalitza. And what's the reason? The reason is, of course, there's a drasha. Ba'is echadu ba'inev ein ba'inev beiz batim. You only build one house, not two houses. Because technically he could have said that, you know, Reuven dies, says yibum on both his wives. He's why he married two ladies. What's the problem? Nice, no, the pasuk says not like that. And the pasuk says that we darshan that by yisach aboyna v'loy shnei batim, which is basically isra ase. It's isra ase. It's not, it says by, it says lashon of building one house, which is isra, which is ase. And from that we learn out that your living is base achiv. Base achiv is only one house. So there we learn out that only from that I say that only one bias, not two batim. So now itma abaya vama v'achim v'achim al tzarasa. Reuven dies. Shimon is ba on the yavama, and another brother went on the tzara, married the tzara. So basically, both Reuven's wives got married. What's the halacha of the second brother? And he goes out and marries the tzara. Which iser is that? Pliga bar v'achor avina chadam v'karis. One man the other says
it's a nus,
but Charles, what level is nus? Well, is it only isase or is it isakaris? That's really the question. And that's what it says of him. Machlokes chadam v'karis. One says the karis of eishes ach because once Shimon did the mitzvah, Levi on the tzara is a mitzvah. It's eishes ach shloim makam mitzvah. It's your brother's wife that's also to you v'karis. Chadam v'ase. The other man the other says no, it's ase. What's the beer machlokes? It's very gishmak. Talks number four that once the one person does chalitza or yavama, he is the only one that has these halachas of a lav or the asay. That's on him. With all the other brothers, they all have the eshazach. That's a shlokas shita. Shlokas shita always is the one who does the chalitza or the yibum. He is the one. So you say like you say from the Rajba, he's the one who had the nefila. The rest of them don't. The rest of the brothers don't. But Rav Yechanon's no, they're all shliach, so they're all only issa asay. Man dem vasei k Rav Yechanon. The loch is that tzara both. I say a bayis echa boyin of lishnei batim. Yes, they were talking about the issa of chalitza that you're not allowed to marry your chalitza. Kivin shlei bano shul layivne. Now it's a different type. Also in that parasha, but a different issa. Bayis echa boyin of lishnei batim. It's a different type of issa, but it also goes with the same lamdas that are the other brothers. Do they have the same din as that one brother, or they have eishes ach. Shlokas holds that only the brother does chalitza has the lav and the asay. When Sheinker Rabbi Yochanan holds, all the other brothers and the tzara as well have that lav and asay, and therefore it's only asay and not an iser karas.
So they argue that the zikr falls off.
What?
They argue that the zikr falls off.
No, zikr definitely falls off.
Once one brother's
out. Once one, definitely zikr falls off. Exactly. Shaila is, but when the zikr fell off now, but what stays? What iser is now? Is it Issa Asay or Issa Karas? It definitely falls off. You definitely took care of your mitzvah. Well, what's now? What's here now? Issa Lab or Issa Asay or Issa Karas? That's a Shaila. Now I'm going to a new Gemara, and that we're not talking anymore about Erva. We're going to talk about a different type of Arayas that, and not the regular Arayas. We had this mentioned a little bit of Gimel Aveis. And these Arayas are people who became usher to the husband they were married to, the one who didn't have any children, and that will make that since it was usher to that husband, the brothers will be usher to the brothers as well. Om Rav Yudam Rav, Tzoras Soita Asura. Tumak Sibba Karais. So the Gemara is saying this, that if you have Reuven who's married to Rachel, and Rachel was a Soita, and according to, we'll see in the Sugya, claw like that, and Rashi speaks it out, Reuven's married two ladies, you know, Rachel and Bracha, and Rachel was Mezana Tachta V'yesh Edom. She was Mezana on purpose, even though she was married to Reuven, so she's called a Soita. She's also to her husband after she does that. And the halacha is that she's also to her husband. She's a Soita. She's called a Soita. And there was another wife also, Bracha also. So Reuven had two wives. And Reuven died without children. So Rav comes and says, not only is Rachel Aser B'Yibum, but even her Tzara is Aser B'Yibum, which is a Chiddush, because not regular Tzara is a Rais. But Rav says, the Pasuk says, by a Saita, Tumak Sivva Karais, it says, V'Nistara V'Nitma'a, in the parasha of Saita, it says, V'Nistara V'Nitma'a, Lashon Tumma, and by Rais also, it says, Tumma, it says, Al Tatamu M'chol Eila. So since a Rais, it says, Tumma, and by Saita, it says, Tumma, teaches us that it has the same halacha, just like a Tzara's Erva is Aser, and becomes Aser. He also, according to Rav, a Tzara's Saita becomes Aser, and even more, it's not even on a surah, it's even part of Chalitza. He holds Mamash to the rise of the halacha of Tumma like a rise, like Rashi speaks out, Petura is Afmele Chalitza. Look at Toysvis, the Maskot Sarah, Lav Dafka Asura, the Afmele Chalitza Petura. It's part of even from Chalitza, because he holds his drasha, his Mamash of the rise of the drasha, that a site is like a rise. Master Rav Chista, Chista has a kasha, Rav Shimon Aimer. This is going on a case in Mesechtas Yevamos, where you had a Isha that her husband went on a business trip to Medina Siyam and never came back. And she's Aguna. The Maisa Edom came and said that her husband died. Or Eid Echad even came and said her husband died. And Bezdin Paskin, you are mutter to get remarried. This woman goes ahead and gets remarried. The Maisa, 2 years later, her husband shows back up. And she got remarried already. What's the halacha? So halacha is, Mesechtas Yevamos is, that she's usher to both. That's the halacha. She can't stay with the new husband, and she can't go back to the old husband. That's the halacha. What happens if he dies? Either husband dies. The first husband or second husband dies without children. What's with Ibam? So Rav Shimon Aimer, Biasa Oichalitzasa Me'ochav Sharishoin Poiteres Sarasa. That Rav Shimon says that it's Muta L'Ziyabim L'Chatchila to the first husband's wife. And not only that, it'll also pata the tzara. And what's the reason? Rashi explains, the reason is, because really, the halacha is, if someone's mezana ba'oinis, they don't become usher to the husband. Here, she got remarried ba'oinis. She got a psak from Bezdin, she's allowed to get remarried. So why taka do we ask her to the first husband? The reason is that's a knas. We want her to be very careful before she gets remarried. We want her to be ba'idik very stark. Therefore, we gave her a knas. Zakar Rav Shimon only gave her a knas, klapi her own husband. But klapi the brother-in-law, the Yavam, there's no knas. That there's no knas. That's what Rashi speaks out. Lekansu rabbana miyavon. The vadeh shari yalosh, shanu sa'is, that's what Rashi speaks out. She's vadeh. So therefore, according to Rav Shimon, not only is it tzara a mutter, but even this wife who went and remarried is also mutter to the Yavam. And Rashi speaks out, and there are Rabbanon who argue with Shimon, or they just argue about the actual wife, but the one who remarried.
How was she allowed to remarry somebody? She was with them.
No.
If you had anyone, her first husband died, her husband died childless.
The first time, how was she able to get remarried the first time if she had? It could be the child died afterwards. It could be that time she had a child. The child died afterwards, maybe. And he was still alive, saying that time there was a child. Mm-hmm. It could be, what?
That's
yeah, it could be he had a child that time. Then now there's no child anymore. And now when he came back and there was no child, so it could be that would be the case. And that's a good question. How is it possible? But could we ask the case? There was a child there at that time. I come upon him. So here, even Rabbanon don't argue him, Shimon, like Rashi speaks out. Rabbanon hold that the Tzara is Mutter. So you see, Akaponim, Tzara's Soita is not Aser, The tzara says not also. So first of all, Shimon says the tzaita itself is mutter. And according to the Rabbanu Agar, Shimon, the tzara says the show is mutter. So it's a kasha rav, amlach rav. What are you talking about? Amina loch ano, tzaita de raisa. Vat avart is it the Rabbanon? What shaykh is? I'm talking about a case where someone's mezana on purpose. Here, it was an oinis, you got a psak. It's all the Rabbanon de Gadin. What are you telling me from the Rabbanon de Gadin? I'm saying the Rabbanon. That's nothing to do with my psak, nothing to do with my halacha. That's a Rav Tari's back. Rav's talking about a case where a woman was mizana on purpose. Here, she was mizana by oinis. She's not a real saita. That's terrorist. And for tomorrow, the karlach, my karlach, what was the havamina to ask Kashmir? Kasava called to the Rabbanon gained rice ticken. Maybe we thought that. Just like if Saita Raisa Halacha be is that she and the Tzara will be Aser, so it would have made the Rabban the Gadin that you have to do Chalitza and not Yibam. They would have asked the Tzara be Yibam, according to Rabban, according to Rav Shimon would have asked her be Yibam, because it's Kain the Raisa Tikkun. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And that Rav said, no, they don't make Kain the Raisa here. Since it's not a, that type of Saita, therefore is no Kain the Raisa Tikkun. And that's why he says it's not a Kasha from this on my Halacha.